Today, President Bush announced a broad energy proposal that would include tax credits for hybrid cars and incentives for constructing nuclear power plants. And the president took aim at another critical problem in the nation's energy supply chain, a shortage in oil refining capacity.
I will direct federal agencies to work with states to encourage the building of new refineries on closed military facilities, for example, and to simplify the permitting process for such construction.
Severin Borenstein is director of the Berkeley-based University of California Energy Institute. I asked him if indeed it's true that we're running out of refining capacity.
Well, it varies by region, but we are definitely getting into a tighter and tighter situation. We haven't had a new refinery built in the U.S. since the 1970s. Demand has continued to grow. And if you look at the utilization rates on these refineries, which used to be in the 70% range, or they're now up in the 90% range. So we're pushing the refineries we have pretty hard right now, and we are going to need more refining capacity from somewhere.
So if we build more refineries, will that mean lower energy costs, lower gasoline prices?
Well, it would eventually. It takes quite a while to build a refinery, and there is generally a lot of local opposition. So I think that we're a long ways from actually getting a new one built. In addition, even if the refiners could get permission to build new refineries, it's not clear that they're going to be that excited about doing so. First of all, many of them are making a lot of money because the market's so tight right now. And secondly, they're really unsure about the future of gasoline. When you build a refinery, it's for decades, and I think many of them are unsure what the demand for gasoline is going to be 30 or 40 years from now.
Well, what about making them more efficient, actually producing more gasoline?
Many of them have become much more efficient and are able to get more out of refineries within their existing footprint. But there's a general view that that's getting harder and harder to do. And if we're really going to substantially expand gasoline production within the United States, we're going to have to build some new refineries. Now, there is another alternative, of course, which is to import more finished gasoline. Traditionally, we haven't done much of that. A decade ago, we only imported about 5% of the gasoline. We're now up a little above 10%. We could just start relying more heavily on refineries in the Caribbean and other locations to produce gasoline for the U.S.
And do other countries have enough refineries?
Well, the world certainly has more refining capacity relative to demand than the United States does. Whether that will be true a decade or two from now depends in large part on what happens in India and China and other areas where the demand for motor fuels are going to start growing very quickly.
Well, how does this play into the idea that we should be looking at alternative fuels or encouraging the use of hybrid cars?
Clearly, another piece of this picture is the demand side, not just the supply side, and looking into ways of reducing our consumption of gasoline. Hybrid vehicles are the technological approach that has the most viability in the short run. The other approaches people talk about are longer run approaches. We're not going to get a very quick change to a real alternative technology like electric vehicles or hydrogen-powered vehicles and so forth over the next decade or two.
Severin Borenstein is director of the Berkeley-based University of California Energy Institute. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.